AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Brazilian soccer legend Pelé, a winner of a record 3 World Cups and a standard bearer for the beautiful game, has died in Brazil. He was 82. Southwest Airlines announced it expects to return to normal operations tomorrow. Today, more than 2,300 flights have been canceled. Southwest is struggling to recover after being overwhelmed by a winter storm that left hundreds of pilots and flight attendants stranded, out of position to operate flights. The federal government is investigating what happened at Southwest. In Buffalo, New York.
We have to hope that 2023 is better than 2022.
Two more people have died from a powerful winter storm. Erie County Executive Mark Polencar says 39 people have died.
Three were the result of a delayed EMS response. 17 were found outside. Four were found in a car. Four were the result of snow shoveling or snow blowing cardiac events. And 11 were found in a house.
Roads have reopened in Buffalo, but the mayor is urging people not to drive if they don't have to. Israel has sworn in Benjamin Netanyahu as prime minister of the most right-wing and religiously conservative government in the country's history. Netanyahu took the oath of office moments after Israel's parliament passed a vote of confidence in his new government. The new government has promised to curb the power of the country's independent judiciary and expand illegal settlements in the occupied West Bank that will deepen the conflict with the Palestinians. The House committee investigating the Capitol riot dropped its subpoena against former President Donald Trump as it wraps up work and prepares to dissolve next week. Chair Benny Thompson says the committee has concluded its hearings, released its final report, and will very soon reach its end and will not be able to pursue the information in the subpoena. Serbia revoked combat readiness of its troops on the border with Kosovo. This is AP News. Major aid agencies warn the Taliban order banning women from working in non-government groups will lead to people dying.
The dire prediction came after Afghanistan's Taliban government said women cannot work in NGOs in the country because they're not wearing the Islamic headscarf correctly at work. All four major NGOs, Save the Children, CARE, World Vision and the Norwegian Refugee Council, have suspended their operations in Afghanistan. Spokespeople from all four groups warned that without female workers, hundreds and thousands of people will die. They also said that Afghanistan is grappling with one of the worst hunger crises on record, with 6 million people on the brink of famine. I'm Karen Chamas.
Sunsprout Enterprises is recalling 808 pounds of alfalfa sprouts sold in three states after 15 cases of salmonella were linked to the food. They were sold at grocery stores in Nebraska, Iowa, and Kansas in November and this month. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.